Want Slug Magazine to come to you? Enjoy Slug Magazine all year long, no matter where you are. We offer subscription services to the United States for just $35 a year. Visit slugmag.bigcartel.com to sign up for your Slug Magazine subscription.
Are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves. I'm Michael Marinos. He, him. My band is Dadbod, and my bandmates are my two brothers, Marcus Marinos and Matthew Marinos. Our other bandmate is Ben Osler. I can't leave out Russ Alphen. He's been a huge part of our music and playing music as well, and he's playing synth and keys. Somewhere down. I would definitely say it's indie bedroom pop with psychedelic and classical and jazz influences. You know, we take a lot of inspirations from like the greats like Mac DeMarco and Conan Moccasin, but we also look to oldies like, you know, Fleetwood Mac, George Harrison, or a different genre like Herbie Hancock and Bill Withers. I mean, you probably can hear some of that in each song. There might be a more, you know, groovy, kind of disco-y vibe in one, kind of like Enough, or you might have a more Conan-style feel with a little bit chorus-y guitars and vibrato and stuff. Heading for the fall. We were starting to jam and play together, my brothers and I, and there was another member named Luke, who was part of our band at the start. He played like synth and keys, and we were kind of playing some almost like you gotta pay your dues kind of shows. So it was underground shows. There'd be two friends there that we invited. We, at that time, we were like, well, we need to have something out so that people can listen to us when we try to go play a show. And we also just wanted to have our music out and experience that. So we released Truth, our first single in 2018. And that was like one of the first songs that we ever wrote together, which is really cool. And I feel like it has a lot of meaning to us because of that. And because it's pretty well received, people like to tell us that that's their favorite track. So that was 2018. Early 2019, we were working on the EP and we put together, I think it's like five tracks for the EP. What's funny is I think at that time we even felt that the EP didn't represent what we wanted to be our sound. Listen to a lot of artists' first stuff, you know, their early stuff, it's a lot of the time completely different than their newer stuff. And I think that that's, honestly, I really like that because of the fact that it shows that they're progressing and they just don't want to stop progressing in their music with different sounds. So I think that's how I feel looking at it as well, where I listen to it and I'm like, this isn't, it's funny because at the time you're like, you're so excited. And definitely, I mean, I still am so stoked on all of our stuff that we make and release. But looking at it, I'm like, man, there's so much that we didn't know. And I think that that translated live as well. When we would play live, I mean, we were pretty shitty, I think, in a few ways. Just like not super tight and, you know, we're nervous. We haven't done this a ton. That was something that progressed as well. And it's cool to look back and be like, man, I mean, we've come pretty far. Now live shows are, I don't want to say they're nothing, but we're very comfortable in that element. And we love doing that. Like playing live is so fun. And I think it's kind of the same thing with like the EP and the album. The album, I felt like, showed us at that time, even though it was not that long ago, what we were trying to do with the music and progress it. And I think you're always your worst critic as well, kind of thing. And like, we are like, man, this shit sucks. This is not good. Definitely been a lot more unapologetic, just being ourselves, which has been so amazing. And just having more faith in ourselves as musicians and songwriters, but also just as people. I think that's been one of the biggest things, especially for myself, is just growing. It's not like an attitude, like I don't give a fuck about anyone, but it's more of like, I know who I am now very well, and I know what I love, what's important to me, and what kind of music I love and I want to create. And all of us in the band would agree that we've become more ourselves and more confident. If you have that and you don't stop making music, then I mean, you succeed. You've already succeeded. I think that's when you fail, is if you just stop. So you're about to listen to For Real. It's our newest track. And I decided on this track not just because it was a newer one that we just released, but also because I felt like everything came together really well on this song. And I feel like it expresses personal feelings in the song, as well as our sound and things that we love in our music.
while you both walk away. Big deal. You've got this in the bag. Just let that ego pass. He will never call you back.
Dad Bod has an Instagram, just official Dad Bod. Then we also have our own site, dadbod.fr. We're also doing a few shows, hopefully in July and possibly June if everything works out. And then just, our music. We're going to keep making some music, so that's something to look forward to. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwave,